Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Of minds, bodies, and human rights, stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined, this is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free, to take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. Breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God fearing because we do not seek revenge, we seek justice. We are past fear, we are fed up eating your shit because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, see us. We can't breathe.
No menus, but you will be served what you deserve. Welcome to the show, Karma Cafe. First of all, where did that come from? It's unbelievable.
That is her. I can't breathe. Yes.
Mhm. Is that the name of the artist? Her.
Yeah, H-E-R. You know her. That's her rendition of I Can't Breathe. Like, there is several I Can't Breathe renditions out there. And so, like, I've been grabbing a few. You're going to hear them tonight, a few of them again tonight. They're just so powerful. And it just speaks on what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And
yeah,
it just goes into
I've never...
the spoken word that was requested for tonight, like, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've never heard them before. That was hard right there. That was hard right there. So, like I said, welcome to the show, Karma Cafe. We're trying to help y'all keep from getting 30 days. We're trying to help y'all woo-saw, let that stress go that I've built up throughout the week. Sit back. You got problems. We're going to hood solve them tonight. Karma Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve right here, live on the air. You can tune in with us, 563-999-3411. Right now, I'm going to be honest, I'm scatterbrained. I don't know what's going on with me right now, but it's one of my, I can't get nothing right. I'm just going to keep it 100. I can't get nothing right now, but we're going to work through it. So we have Soul of Me Speaks, who also sponsors the show, soulofmespeaks.com. Please go over there, make a purchase, catch the book, sign up for the, what do you got, newsletter? Yeah, she's got a newsletter. Sign up for that. When you support soulofmespeaks.com, you support the show, and that's how we bring it to you for free. Also, Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, what we got tonight? I know you do, one of your special things is your spoken word, but what are we all on tonight? I know we got the who's bumping, who's getting fat.
Yeah, and then we got a topic that we're going to talk about tonight before we get into the who's bumping, who's getting fat. And the question, you know, I've been asking, and, you know, some people has been asking, is what age were you when grown men or women was hitting on you? Let that marinate. What age? Can you think about what age that grown men or women was hitting on you? And then we got, now let that set in, let that marinate. And then we got some who's bumping who. We got a good lineup tonight. We got the NFL, Augustina, ATF. We got some Jeffrey Epstein update. A woman who pulls a gun. I can't tell y'all where because y'all going to be like, we got some news in Miami. We got some about this baby daddy, old as hell, making babies still. We got some Offset, and we got some Kalina. So we got a lineup that's just out of this world tonight, along with my spoken word. We had a request from one of my Psalms, SOMS followers. They wanted no justice, no peace. So before you hear me talk, I got to play this Rhapsody Athena, and then I'll go right into the no justice, no peace. So you ready for the show? We got Jazzy B here. We'll chime her in as soon as I get finished. You ready? You ready, DJ E-Monster?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get it. Let's go, Rhapsody. Featuring P. Morton, Athena. Karma Cafe. We live, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go.
My brothers, I love you. I hate to know some of you treat us like glovers. Black car revolt, maybe you can use discover. Define yourself, do you feel the same way about your mother? Do you overlook our beauty, but you love it on all the others? Hope you teach your daughters all to stay away from suckers like yourself if you don't love yourself. I'm so southern, I was taught to feed a soul with or without hot ovens. Here's a plate. Know your hate come from a black man's struggle. We all in the same shape, so I know I fit your puzzle. Either way, we got your back, we only pray you be our muscle. Strength in the times, we all overcome with trouble. Every day we pulling doubles for ourselves and home. My mom and daddy taught me early on, protect your own. We never stop loving you, so turn your love back on. And I pray you feel the same way as that Tupac song. We ain't your hoes or your bitches. Trophies are meant for pimping. Recognize a gift from God. I raise a birthday or a Christmas to protect our lives. You gon' take it to the limit. Rib of my rib, do you still feel us in you?
I came from a woman, got a name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I once about to take from my women while we break power, women do hate ours. Now since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I want to rob the tape from my women while we break power, women do hate ours.
I don't know where I would be if you weren't here with me. If you don't hear anybody else say it, please know you're appreciated. Where you want, where you come so far. And who you gotta fill your mind.
My sister, I know we on it. I feel your pain. I'm a woman disappointed. They should never take what's never given to them because they want it. I was taught if you love me, you would never cut the corners. What we made in the night, we got a raise in the morning. This is sucker niggas warning. You should never hit a woman. We should have some things in common, just like common. He respect us. A law is not a lecture. How you love us, it affect us. I ain't playing the middle like Nadeska. It ain't complex to be emotional or affectionate. To my brothers that do, I hope our sisters don't think less of them. Tupac gone, you know rap had to message them. We try to do our best for them, Mother Panther vibe. We need strong men so our baby boys survive. Love our great fathers, I know some statistics lied. But all the ones that didn't, yo, you gotta do your job. I know this life ain't easy. Every one of us is flawed. At least love your woman, we the closest thing to God. And tell her keep her head up every day that it gets hard. If you truly recognize that.
Now since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I want to rob the tape from my women while we break power, women do hate ours.
Dear woman.
I know I wouldn't be nothing without you by my side. You have always been the savior. You're the closest thing to God. So I just want to thank you for being so good to me. And I apologize for not always being what I'm supposed to be. I just wanted to write this letter. I promise I'm gonna do better.
I don't know where.
No justice, no peace. We say no justice, no peace. And our black kingdom lives are dying in the streets. We say, no justice, no peace. The cops keep constantly shooting our black skin. We say, no justice, no peace. We have the black man killing the black man and the white man killing the black man and the cops killing the black man. And we say, Black Lives Matter. That's what we constantly speak. Instead of saying, let's rise up together in these streets, support and create a bond, so we can take over these streets through strong black-owned businesses. Aren't you tired of seeing our legacy and generations dying in these streets? We say no justice, no peace, and our black kingdom lives are dying in the streets. We say no justice, no peace. The cops keep constantly shooting our black skin. Put the guns down. Violence is on the rise, but I'm not surprised. There is violence stirring up in the man's heart. No loyalty that exists. Every man for itself is the new normal. We say no justice, no peace, but we have the black man killing the black man and the white man killing the black man and the cops killing the black man. And we say black lives matter. That's what we constantly speak. We need a higher power taking over these streets. We say no justice, no peace, and our black kingdom lives are dying in the streets. We say no justice, no peace. The cop keeps killing our black skin. We keep saying rise up and be a nation that is equal with equality, but look at the streets. Kids killing each other. We are fighting and talking about each other. Booty shaking and side chicks is the narrative that we see. So I'm going to say it again. We say no justice, no peace, so we have the black man killing the black man and the white man killing the black man and the cops killing the black man, and we say black lives matter. That's what we constantly speak. Put the guns down. Grab a book. Let's be a nation of knowledge, not illiteracy. How are we going to get to the right? How are we going to get right, y'all? How are we going to get to the right? Can I rely on you to have my back? How are we going to move forward? How can we get past the black man killing the black man and the white man killing the black man and the cops killing the black man? And we say black lives matter. That's what we constantly speak. We can no longer compromise with the lies that lie in the streets. I will give you a second to think about it. Peace. Bringing back the monsters. Let's get it. Let's go, y'all. What up?
A deep one, isn't it? What's good, Dave?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
What's up? I give y'all y'all a little soggy moment. So I'm waiting for my dog.
How you
girl,
doing?
Girl, all good. All good. You know, making this business happen. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes. I'm going global.
Yes.
Yeah,
girl.
Yes.
So let me speak going global.
Yes.
So
What's up?
There we go. What's up? What's up, man? What's it been like?
What's happening?
So we had this unbelievable. She did her spoken word. She went deep on us again. The real shit to make you think. It's almost like a crime to try to go over to some who's getting fat. But I guess we got to get through it because we got a lot tonight. I can't wait to get to this. August Alsina won. Now, I ain't seen TV at all today. I'm going to be honest. They talked about this on the radio on my way into the job site. All
this
I can
shit
say
old
is, whoa.
And new. It's funny. It's funny. Cause
this
it's old
yeah,
news
it's been
and
going
it's
on for
new.
A while.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. Okay. So I guess we got to get into it, right?
Can we do August 1st? Because I got something to say.
Okay. So here it is. August nearly broke the internet, confessing he had a romantic relationship with Jada Pinkett. During a recent sit down with Angela Yee, the R&B star of the bombshell confirmed their past love affair with the actress, but the relationship had the blessing of husband Will Smith. Relationship rumors have been surrounding Alsina since the Red Table. His 2019 track, Nanya, Feel the speculations as the lyrics go. You got me feeling like it was an act. You're just an actress putting on a show because you don't know. You don't want the world to know. So fans decided that that song was implying to his affair he had with the mother of two. Additionally, the woman he's texting in the music video is named Corinne, which is Pickett Smith's middle name. The track, you feel the 2018 rumors that the two were in a secret relationship, but the pair has always remained mum about it. Now it seems that Alcina has a change of heart. When you asked him about his love life to set the record straight about Nunya, the R&B crooner didn't hold back in spilling the tea. People have always had ideas like that, but okay, this is my character being in question. He reported that he usually don't say who he sleep with or who he date, but in this incident, people are side-eyeing him, and he's tired of the side-eye. He's lost friends. He's lost relationships behind it, and it's because they don't know the truth. But now everything that he wants to, he's addressing the situation, and he said, Alcina went on to recall his discussion with Will Smith about the situation with his wife. He actually sat down with Will and had a conversation. He gave me his blessing. He also said, I totally give myself to that relationship for many years of my life, and I truly and really, really deeply loved and have a ton of love for her. He devoted himself to it. He gave himself full. He gave himself fully so much so that I can die right now and be okay, knowing that I fully gave myself to somebody. Some people never get that in this lifetime. During this conversation, he also says it was difficult because it was hard for people to understand his polyamory and consensual non-monogamy. He had to speak up on his truth. Walking away from it butchered him. It almost killed him. Not almost, it did. It pushed him into being another person. It broke him down. It probably was the hardest thing he ever experienced in life, he admitted. It was difficult because he never wanted to be a person of confusion or step on any toes, but he wanted to honor himself and honor his authenticity. He's honoring himself, and he's admitting that he had a relationship with her now. Anybody?
Okay, go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, my bad. I had myself on mute. Yep, I did. I had myself on mute. Y'all know this. Okay. So, first of all, I want to say to August Alcina, you are a real bitch for just boop, kissing and telling. Don't nobody do that shit, bro. Like, first of all, she a married lady. Whether her husband gave you consent or not, to fuck her, that's y'all business. The world does not need to know. And that was some bitch shit. You just wanted some attention since you ain't dropping no albums or no music. That's how I feel right now. Oof. That was clout chasing, sir. He wanted some attention. He needed some attention. So he had to bring the spotlight back to himself.
Okay. Let me see. She not here. Is she Cali girl not here? Okay. I hate to sound like a Cali girl. She not here, right? Okay, cool. I hate to sound like Cali girl, and I agree with everything that you said. you know, Cali girl quick to agree with everybody. Yeah, I mean, that was my point. Like I said, I don't really be up on people's business too much, but even before, back in the day when he first came out, I was even like, the fuck you doing? Like, if that's what it was,
right,
you ain't supposed to be coming out in public with this. This is real life shit. You're not supposed to expose your real life shit. No. And then, like you said, I'm like, oh, he on some clout chasing. He trying to come up off of Will and Jada. It's just, and then I was kind of like, well, maybe they're all in on him. Like, nah, not like that. Ain't nobody finna pull one of them numbers. And then, you know, if you watch from the beginning, way back in the day, like, he's supposed to have, like, got really close with the family. I mean,
yeah.
How's them kids thinking right now? How is Willow and the kids, how they feeling right now? Okay, what?
Will should beat his ass with a belt.
You know what? You know what? I disagree with both of y'all. I disagree with both of y'all. I really do. You want to know why? You want to know why? Because he spoke his own truth. You know, he spoke his own truth. And if he wanted to expose whoever he had a relationship with, he has the right. If they had a relationship and everything was peachy king and there was an agreement and I sat out and I talked to you, then you should be okay with whatever I decide to speak my truth with, because he had evidently had to heal some way because he was broken. And if that was the only way that he can heal and set the record straight for him to say, yep, this is who I love, this is who I was with, I don't want to be a secret no more. I felt like I was a secret. Now I'm not a secret. I needed to release that secret to let the secrets off me. Then so be it. Because she went in well knowing that this could possibly get out. She went in well, they went in well knowing that, yep, the kids would know. Yep, the world will know, but I do believe the kids know who their mom and dad are, what type of lifestyle they have, what kind of other people that kept it quiet, because, you know, some polyamorous is keep it quiet, but some are open and free with it. So if that's how you get down, and we knew that's how Will and Jada got down, and that's how their marriage survived, and that's what they've been saying, you know, Will have men, Jada have men, Will have women, Jada have women. So it's like if they're open to have that type of lifestyle, then it's open for me to explain who I am and who I was in it without having to get shame for what I do.
Now, I hate to play Cali Girl again. I agree with you in some points now. In some points, now I say that's what Will J, that's what y'all get. Playing with motherfuckers, you dig? Who can't handle that shit? Y'all better pick better clients next time. But at the same time, all this Elsina, tell that shit to your therapist, bruh. Don't take that shit to the street. No. You're supposed to be a man.
Angela,
you
out of
that,
all people. Angela, right. You out of all people. You
yes.
Better
no.
Hell
yeah.
No.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not? If that's my relationship and that's what I
started on the Breakfast Club.
Absolutely. I'm going to get it started because it started a conversation that can help someone understand what a polyamorous relationship is. Because half the time, don't nobody know what a polyamorous relationship is.
We'll say it was true. If he wasn't out in the streets telling everybody, shut the fuck up, act like y'all still fucking.
Facts.
If he won out when they was really bumping, while I was talking about, yeah, that's my girl, yeah, we'll let that go, woo, 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 you weren't doing it while you were still stroking, what I'm just saying, hypothetically saying is true. Okay, you weren't yelling it out then, play like we still in that
moment. No one probably would have believed them. no one would have believed them. I mean, you know, she ain't denying it, but we all knew that that's the kind of lifestyle that they had because they talked about it briefly back in the day. That's how they got down. That's how their marriage survived. Someone else spoke up and said that they slept with Jada, and he got a backlash for doing it big time. And I can't remember who it was. I'm going to look it up. But he got a serious backlash when he was like, that's their type of lifestyle because it's Will and Jada, and you don't want to out their so-called image. But if that's how they get down, mm-hmm. then y'all need to come out and be like, that's just who we are. We cool with it. Don't have the red table and not be for real at the red table. Now I look at the red table as y'all ain't real. Y'all want real issues.
Well,
y'all talk about real stuff. Then let's be real. If you guys are polyamorous, say that. Don't nobody care no more.
But that ain't nobody's fucking
and
business.
Right, and I do got to apologize. I was being petty when I said we don't believe them now. I was just being petty in my emotion in the conversation. So I apologize. I do believe
that shit
that
was
they
funny.
He
don't apologize. He don't apologize. I take his apology back. Fuck that. This is our show. We say what the fuck we want to.
Well, I do kind of think they got it in, though. I do kind of think they got it in, but. But yeah, but still, man, that's still it. if they weren't, like I said before, if they weren't putting it out there then when they was bumping, keep that shit on the hush. Act like y'all still bumping.
He just mad because Jada ain't riding his face no more.
Yeah, but he said that it killed him though. Huh?
He said that it hurt him. He said that, you know, it tore him up and he can't have a relationship. You gotta be strong to have a polyamory relationship.
He better go get one of them he got some bands. He better go get one of them baby dolls.
You gotta understand, you are not the main. It's not a side chick, but you're not a main person. It's just a separate relationship that you're having with that person. And it's usually a man having a relationship with a woman, or it could be all. It could be all. But each partner knows about each other's lover. And they can watch. They can bring them in. They can enjoy each other. They can have a full-blown, it's like a full-blown relationship. Like, you take them out, you go out to dinner, you eat, you do all that. You have sex, you know, you care about their needs. You do all that. It's a separate side relationship that's inside the relationship that's okay with the other partner.
He knew he wasn't ready for that.
And they discuss who the partners is.
He knew he wasn't ready for that shit when he got into it. He knew what the fuck he was getting into.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he thought.
As much as he be whining in his songs, he knew he wasn't ready for that shit.
What he thought was he was thinking was he was going to slay Jada and leave Will.
Psych.
No. No. If Will, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. If Will can get fucking Jada from Pac, bro, what you gonna do?
Okay.
I don't care what y'all say. They can say they was just friends all they want. I don't care what you say.
But once emotions are involved, I mean, you have to deal with them. But for Will to give the okay to allow his wife to sleep with someone else and know that it'll be a national disaster, that's wrong. I'm just saying. Oh, I give you my blessing.
Man, he grown.
That's my wife.
Well,
and I'm not going.
Put on his big boxer shorts. And live with
and
it.
And I hope you will live up to my expectations. You know doggone well Noah Cena is going to live up to Will Smith's expectations. Stop playing.
Exactly.
I don't know what he's tripping on anyway.
That was
like,
ready to happen.
What he should have been doing, he should have been in the damn studio just writing about the motherfucking shit that happened to him. Yeah, they can make some money off this shit. Because he was that dude at one time. I remember coming, oh, Elvis Costello's coming to town. All the fucking ladies went crazy. I'm talking about the beautiful.
I don't
ones,
want nobody
like, oh, wow.
But you. That's what he was saying.
See, like, he should have just, he need to come out with an album talking about the hurt. And well, I don't know about now. Cause now he like the Tekashi 6ix9ine lover.
Man, they finna
blacklist
his ass. He ain't finna. They finna blacklist his ass. He ain't finna be able to come out. Shit.
He's still snitching. Y'all, he's still snitching. He snitched on this other dude the other day, talking about, oh, nah, he's this Trey dude, and he was the one who shot at this other dude. I'm like, you still snitching, my nigga? You
somebody
still
snitching?
Oh, you talking about Tekashi?
Yes.
That's how y'all know the world done changed, because you know back in the day when you snitched on somebody, you actually got stitches.
Well, we're going to take a break, y'all. I'm about to put Will Smith and his son on since we, you know, just talking about Will Smith. This is Icon. You know, it fits. You know, it fits.
Let's get it,
yeah.
Nicky Jam. Spanish remix. Yeah. Yo, Saga. Yo, Jaded.
Hey.
Yeah. Hit it.
Think con el flow terrible. Nadie me va para ellos el imposible. Hago que hasta el viento rime. No pueden conmigo, estoy muy zurdo en el business. Y yo sé que muchos no lo entienden. Porque Nicky tiene lo que tiene. ¿Cuáles son los duros? Dime quiénes. Tú te haces loco, te conviene. Y los envidiosos no me quieren. Porque tengo lo que ellos no tienen. Saludo a los haters que son fieles. Saludo a los haters que son fieles.
I am just an icon living.
I am not a Mayan, I'm a menace. It's wild, you can lie like a professor. I don't got the time to put you on a stretcher. I am here and I'm still flexing. I am just an icon living. Saw the record label, Miss Fitch just did it. Whoa, I'm high snob, put for 5 minutes. Whoa, we are so hot in the business.
No le tengo miedo a ningún venenoso. Bendecido con el todopoderoso. Le metimos con un ritmo escandaloso. Ya no estamos en la calle ni estamos vendiendo gozo.
Y cuando
suéltame el vino de trozo. El duro en el tino sin mentiroso. Pa' todos los envidiosos. Pa' todos los resentidos y rencorosos. Yo sé que en el fondo usted está muy orgulloso.
Look, we don't know no one like you. Go grills and you dance like Michael. No eyes, misfits, no typos. Look, wait, we just wanna make you go psycho. Put $100,000 in the Bible. I took the game with my eyes closed. Last verse was before the award show. Icon tatted on my torso. Me and Moy dipping in the porso. What? I ain't even taking on torso. What? Your shit is fire, I'm more so. What? Young Jada dying on the floor, so what? She broke my heart to the core, so what? I guess we all gotta grow.
Boy, you know why you was the icon living? You was born from an icon living. Messed around, married me, an icon living. Tequila, then we made some icon children. You was raised in an icon village. Worked hard, then raised the icon ceiling. One day I'ma hand you all the icon billing. And bounce, I'ma be an icon chilling. Un ícono que siempre se colazo. Por eso con el éxito mi caso. No quiero que me hables de fracaso. Tú ponme lo que quieras que yo arraso.
I'm just an icon living. Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Interview cover 5 minutes. We are too hot in the business. I'm going straight to the top with the crew. We should just chill and maybe take it slow. But we get up there with nowhere to go. And we can chill and just look at the view. Damn. Load a yellow rose into a rifle. Me and Nicky about to go psycho. Put $100,000 in the Bible. Down. Wait. Go keep dance like Michael. Man, this nigga on like a light bulb. Oh, we're out of cutting in a Tyco. Damn. About to make a movie independent. Need new trucks independent. I need you to listen to the vision. All your verses tell like dirty dishes. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. And we making money by the minute. I'm about to do a way different. I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living. Icon living. I am just an icon living.
Comic Cafe. It's been brought to you by MonstarsRadio.com, SolomeSpeaks.com, eMonster.com, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and Monster US Apparel. So we're coming back. I don't know where I found that remix at, but that motherfucker go hard.
That do go hard. But y'all, okay. Now, I'm going to say this, and I want y'all to guess what city I am talking about. Y'all ready? Parking lot fight. All right, y'all ready? Hold on, don't make me laugh. Parking lot fight. White woman pulls gun on black mom charged with felony assault. What city am I in?
Listen. First of all, I watched the video. I forgot what city they was in. I know what they was in. Michigan. First of all, they was in Michigan. I don't know what city.
Detroit.
All right. Listen. I watched the video. When I tell you she would have had to shoot me, bro, I would have beat the shit out of that white lady. I would have punched her husband in the face first.
What happened? Because
he was in her 15-year-old daughter face. First of all, I'm most protective over my daughter. Lady, you should have said, excuse me, when you bumped into her fucking daughter. You was being rude as fuck. How you gonna bump into somebody and don't say excuse me and then make a whole fucking scene? I would have beat the shit out of both of them, I swear to God. And then the white dude was talking reckless to the little 15-year-old. That shit made me mad just watching it.
Ooh.
I ain't lying. My daughter was sitting right beside me. She was like, it's okay, mommy. I'm going to go to jail. I promise.
I promise. If you was listening to last night's show, you understand, okay? Okay, just roll with us. If you didn't, archive. Wait, Wednesday, last night. You'll understand where the aggression's coming from.
Man, listen, I would have took her gun from her and shot her in her leg. I swear to God. And we sit there and wait for the police. I ain't playing. I would have been sitting on the curb walking back and forth.
Right. Slow down my leg. And I love how you said it was, in the leg, though. I'm going to keep it 100.
But I don't know if I, like, I don't know if I'm shooting you in the leg. You know, I'm a mama bird. So, especially if I have other kids in the car and you're, you know, you're irate and you're scared because of your dumb mess. Yeah, I don't know. I left off one part.
They messed up and hit the mom with the fucking car, with the van.
What?
That's how the gun got pulled, because they backed into the mom.
Yeah.
Who
so if they was wrong,
the
white woman was wrong all around. So I'm glad that, you know what, the officer, I'm glad that she got arrested. Because if it was the other way around, you know, the officers would have came clowning, you know, throwing her all on the ground, you know, just clowning. So I'm glad that it was the other way around, and I'm glad that they seen that it was the white woman being the aggressor. But, you know, they're being very aggressive right now. It's almost like they're scared of black folks and how they're going to react. But come on now, you was in the wrong. So how you going to react how I should react?
Oh, right. I gotta see this video.
You would have been black and blue when the police got there, though. I can't even flex. I would have beat the fudge knuckles out of her.
So how did the gun get pulled though?
Cause okay, the lady got in the van. After all the yelling, screaming, okay, they pulling off. And the mom is standing in the back of the van, and they back up anyway, and they hit the mom, and then the mom is like, "Bitch, you just hit me with your fucking car." Excuse my language, people. and then the white lady jumps out, back out of the van with the gun in her hand, like, "Back the hell up!" Like, "Bitch, you just hit me," and she points. She not even pointing the gun. First, she not pointing the gun at the mom. She pointing the gun at the little 15-year-old.
Yeah.
First.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you, while she had the gun pointed at my daughter, I swear I would have knocked the side of her face off.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, you know,
that's
the question. How do you protect, you know, your rest of your kids by not, you know, that was that one split moment where you be like, I can't act a fool because this, I don't know how this fool is going to be, and I got to protect everybody here. So what's my next move to be the smartest move? That's how that black lady had to go about it.
Yeah, but if she was thinking correctly the way the lady was with the gun, she could have disarmed her easily with no problem. Without no danger to nobody. Like, I watched the video like 3 or 4 times. I was like, I would have did this, you know. You know, I'm anal when it comes to like that.
Right,
yeah.
There. Right there. Right there.
I was like, okay. Oh, hell okay. No. My daughter was like, Mommy, calm down. I'm right here beside
yeah.
you.
That it makes you angry because it's like, not mine. You don't get to do that to mine. No.
Man, you wouldn't have got to do that to nobody close to me. I'm telling you, if it was somebody I know and I would have seen it on live, I would have went wherever they was just because. Yeah, bless you, Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have seen the live, I would have pulled up like a bitch.
Oh, hell no. He would have been on the
y'all
couch
leave.
For real. We would have really
leave.
Been doing
y'all
30
leave.
Days.
I got it.
Damn, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I would have got more than 30
so,
right, days in this
got?
Case.
Okay, so this billionaire, Bernie, he's a dad again at 89. Wife gives birth to a son, him 89. The racing billionaire, Bernie, he's a dad again, 65 years after he fathered his first child. Yep, he's 89 years old. His daughter gave birth. The son's name is Ace. She's 44. It was an easy birth. So he has three older children from his two previous wives. 65-year-old Deborah from his wife has a 35-year-old, a 31. He still got a lot of kids. His sperm is still kicking and still kicking.
I mean... maybe I'll surprise since y'all women, but I'm a man. I'm not surprised. only one mad is the other sibling, because now they got to divide it with another one coming. poor kid. and Bernie ain't going to live past the kid going to be 6. Let's keep it 100. He's 89. Come on. How much time he got left? He probably was trying to commit suicide coming and going at the same time. It just didn't work out. He just kept coming. but I'm not surprised. You say he got how much money? Did you say $1 billion?
There ain't no money. He just, you know, still laying the pipe down. I mean, there ain't no money. It's just he's still laying the pipe down. He's still 89 age, shriveled up or drawed away, or they still swimming.
F1 billionaire Bernie. Yeah, see? He a billionaire. I think he got like 3 more kids in him. 89, yeah, he a billionaire? Oh, yeah, he got about 3 more kids in him. Let him go to Vegas. Shit, come to Minneapolis on the right night. Oh, shit. They gonna stone me when I go outside. All right, I mean, how you feel about it, Jazzy? 89. 89. Billionaire. 89. Still popping kids.
Still got swimmers. He still got swimmers.
Right.
They not dead.
I'm surprised his sciatic nerve didn't go out.
Ooh. I'm surprised he could still use it. I'm surprised he still got that much rhythm, you know, being a foot of foal, you know. Ooh, is she sitting on it? Is she doing all the work? Jesus, 89? That's just disgusting.
I mean, shit, when he busts, do it come out of powder? Like, poof. I'm just saying. I mean,
and the powder just, you know,
okay.
Laying up hooches. Like, it's like, poof. I'm going to just coat the wall.
Jazz, you must be on mute. what else we got? I don't want to be talking about this old ass man and his little backbone. You know?
Okay.
Offset, I hope that's me, though.
Okay. His little puff, his little powder. We don't want to talk about his powder drugs no more. Let's talk about Offset.
Uh-uh.
Offset tells baby mama in paternity case, give our daughter my last name. Now he wants the last. Okay, hold on. Offset got a few requests in his ongoing paternity case with one of his baby mamas. And chief among them, he wants their four-year-old daughter to have his last name. The Migos rapper filed legal docs in Georgia requesting that Kaylee, the Offset, have last name. Offset's government name is Kahari Cephus, C-E-P-H-U-S. Offset, he's the biological father to Kaylee, who was born in 2015. The rapper's baby mom, Nicole, named the girl Kaylee Marie Algarin, but Offset requested the name be changed to Kaylee Marie Algarin Cephus. There's more. Offset is asking for joint legal and physical custody of their daughter. Nicole, who goes by the stage name Shy, filed docs last October asking for more child support. Offset claims he is already paying support and says both parties should be financially responsible for their daughter. As you know by now, or you should, this is Offset's fourth child. He has culture with Cardi B and two sons from previous relationships.
y'all have, excuse me. For, y'all ever see the movie R.I.P.D.?
No.
It's a comedy movie. Okay, there's a dude in there named Roy Cephus. Anyways, if you've seen the movie, you're laughing like a motherfucker right now. But, I mean, it should be, the baby should have his last name. He shouldn't have to fight for that. I mean, that should just be natural. Especially if you're trying to get money. I mean, I'm just saying, at least honor the man. I mean, I think no matter what, no matter if you're getting child support or not, I think you always have to give the child the man's last name. I mean, if that's really that man's baby. That's a whole different Maury show. But I think you always should give the kid the last name because they got to know who they are. They need to know who their cousins are and all this other stuff, you know. So, you know, you don't have no fucking baby with three legs and shit like that. So I think you should always give a kid the dad's last name. I mean, how y'all feel about it? Y'all women?
I think if he's requesting and asking, I wouldn't say no. It'd be foolish to, you know, deny the father, you know, his daughter's last name. That's her identity. Give her identity. There's two of you. Don't be selfish. Regardless of whatever happens, that's her father. Acknowledge him as the father and move on. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Move on. Be the bigger woman. It's not about you. It's about her. It's not about you. It's about your daughter and her identity as a whole.
Right.
So, Kehlani, she sued. You rented our Ferrari and ruined it. So, Kehlani rented a Ferrari and then smashed up the expensive sports car before returning it. The singer is being sued by a luxury car company that claims she rented a Ferrari and used it for personal use, but the company claims she used it in a video instead of ending up damaging the whip in a cosmic collision. The suit says that in April, she crashed it into an animal or another object, costing $25,000 worth of damage. The Ferrari featured in Kehlani's music video on her track Open. According to the suit, the company says it lost over $1,000 a day while the Ferrari was being repaired. Kehlani caused them to lose more than $35,000 in potential rental fees. Adding insult to injury, the value of the exotic ride was reduced by $88,573. The car rental company is going after Kehlani for damages, and they want her driver's license suspended. Wow, come on. Now you're just doing too much. Now you're doing too much. You ain't got to suspend her stuff. You ain't got to do all that. Just have her pay. You ain't got to go for broke. That kid, that bites.
Right. Not only that, I mean, how is she supposed to keep making your money? You dig? How is she supposed to get to the bank to get your money? You going to suspend her license? I can't get them. No, my credit card don't work over the line or on the phone. What the hell? But, yeah, that's just too much. But, yeah, she's going to have to pay that. But, shit, they better be lucky. Shit, I've seen stories where a dude would go in And asked to do, hey, can I use this car for a video, blah, 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 for a couple hours. They don't track the GPS. This motherfucker, he got the car in like Oakland, right, from a car company in Oakland. They don't track the GPS like what, like 22 hours later. He's in New York.
Yeah,
for like a $200,000 car, driving around. So you got lucky, bro. You got lucky, but I guess I'm not really, because they smashed up the car. So hopefully she'll handle that. Shit. It, matter of fact, I would say pay it, use the video footage, and make your money back.
Yeah.
Hey, get it, use the footage and make your money back. Show you crashed an expensive car. Dude, everybody knows you had to pay for that motherfucker.
Yep. Just pay for it. Just pay for it. Just pay for it so your name ain't out there. Don't nobody want to do business with you.
Yeah.
Okay, how you feel about this? I just want to know. The NFL to play Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing Before a Star-Spangled Banner at Week 1 game.
Wait, say what?
Mhm.
Play the Black
First
National
of all,
Anthem.
The
huh?
Star Spangled, you know, the National Black Anthem, Lift Every Voice, you know, that depressing ass song. But it says a lot, but man, I love to hate that song. I mean, I love it because it's the Black National Anthem, but that is the most depressing song in key that you want to sing. But sang it, I hopefully they'll get somebody else who can blackify it.
I think I know what song you're talking about, but I'm not for sure.
Oh, Lift Every Voice and Sing Till Earth and Heaven Ring, Ring with a Harmony of Liberty.
How's the melody go?
Every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
See, yeah, I think I heard that once or twice, but okay, I didn't know that's what that was. I'm a horrible person.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I better stay in the house. I'm going to take my black card. Okay. Well,
so
I mean, unless you, I guess we got to look at it for a gesture. I mean, is it just week one or?
I don't know. I hope it's just week one. I mean, I love the fact that they're trying to get everything black into everything. But some black stuff just don't need to be involved. I mean, I understand. Just don't sing anything. How about that? Just play the game. You don't have to have the Star Spangled Banner. You don't have to have the old Canada. You don't have to have the nothing. Just play the game.
Or
we ain't got to honor nothing.
I hear what you're saying. What about a like you can have like a stripe on the jersey? You know, like they do, like sometimes they do for cancer. They have like a thing on their jersey or something like that. Like a little stripe.
Yeah, why don't you just
like
have something that you guys sponsor?
For justice. Oh.
You know. Like, hey, today we sponsored Black Lives Matter today. Woo, woo, woo. Bless y'all. Let's play the game. Today we sponsor cancer. Yeah, we're here to, you know, something like that. Give a shout out to something. Just don't sing those songs because somebody is going to be offended. Whether it's the Black National Anthem or the Star Spangled Banner or O Canada, somebody going to feel shaded and jaded, and they're going to protest. Just don't say nothing.
Hmm.
Just give shout-outs.
Okay. Got me thinking.
All right, here's... No, that's your thing, huh? Here's another one. What do you think about this? A Miami International Airport cop violently strikes woman in face, relieved of duty. This woman all in. So a Miami police officer is on video striking a woman in the face at the airport as she approaches him during an argument. He's claiming self-defense, but the brass ain't buying it. The cop, along with other officers, responded to a disorderly customer at the American Airlines gate. The customer you see in the video, yes, she was late to flight to Chicago. She was refusing boarding and to go to the rebooking counter. Cops said she became upset when she was told she had to wait until the next day and begin threatening the AA employee who called the police. The report says two cops arrived, escorted from America, but advised her she could book a flight with a different airline, at which point she allegedly yelled more threats. There is roughly where the body cam video begins. You see the woman in a verbal argument with the officer, which quickly escalates as she walks towards him and asks, "What you want to do? What you going to do?" The cop stepped back without warning, delivers a blow to her face, and she quickly taken to the ground, and she's been arrested. You hear the officer say, "She headbutted me." According to the police, the woman aggressively approached the cop and violated his face, then allegedly bumped him with her body and struck him with her head and chin. The cops claims he then hit her with an open fist to slap her. This is not the officers. This is clearly not the way officers see it. The officer said, I'm shocked and angered by the body cam video that was involved in the officer. There's an investigation. He was relieved of his duties. Action like this is not what we're going to do with our police officers. See, we said
right.
This was going to happen. We said this was going to happen. We said it, that people was going to challenge the police officers, get all up in their face just so that they can sue, and it's going to be what you want. That's fighting words. What you want to do? What you going to do? That's fighting words all the time. I am now in my defense. Show me what you want to do. I am an officer. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do now. Don't slap. You ain't got to slap me. You can just arrest me. But if someone says, what you going to do? Ain't that fighting words? I don't care. That's fighting words.
You miss fighting words. I mean, it's fighting words, but I'm just saying, but at the same time, now he's supposed to be a civil officer. He should be used to this. He should know how to maneuver his body that when she comes at him in that way, he can maneuver out the way. And he don't have to stand there and take the blunt of her coming to you. You notice she's coming to you, step to the side and put your hand out, ma'am. Calm down. Keep your distance. You don't hit her. No, you don't tase her. You don't club her. You don't shoot her. Nope, you're trained for this. You're supposed to de-escalate the situation. You already know she's upset. You know where she's coming from. Okay, now you have to reason with her. Now, these are the type of things that some of the police officers that they're not getting trained as or trained on. But these are things that they could be doing. You know what I mean? There's ways that you can move your body to, you know, put yourself in between that person and the rest of the crowd. You know what I mean? And that's what the other officer is doing, getting everybody back, get back, da-da-da, we'll handle the situation. We just got to wait for her to calm down.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just my
opinion. And I guess that's learning how to de-escalate the situation.
Yeah. But.
What were you saying?
Like you said, when somebody's coming at you in an aggressive manner, sometimes it's hard to be like, okay, I'm at work.
You know, right?
Sometimes it's like, boom, and then they at you and it's like, and I'll be 100. A lot of times people be talking about, oh, that's a woman, that's a man. Man, I've seen some women stretch men the fuck out. Ain't nobody trying to see that. As a man, you don't fuck my whole world up. Boop, oh, damn, what happened? But she knocked you out, homie. You all right, though. But damn, then you got to deal with your girl. Oh, don't make me hit you with that left. Sorry. Anyway, but yeah, but you know, I'm not condoning what nobody does.
No. But come on, though. I mean, how do you just de-escalate a situation and she's already escalated, threatening folks and all that? Like, those are the kind of situations that we as adults aren't even, as, you know, teachers and as other people, that we learn how to de-escalate the situation correctly without wanting to put them out or without wanting to, you know, push the maximum punishment on them. So I think that's something that we all have to learn how to do.
Right, right. And there's no telling what that situation is. I mean, it's easy for us to play what they say, on the couch coach. But, you know, that usually, and I've been there before, you know what I mean, where the airport situation like that, I didn't go that far with it, but I've been there before. But, you know, that person could have mental issues. There's so many things we don't know. But, yeah. But, again, like we used to always say, you know, one of the main things in that 1 second.
That 1 second can change your little life. We have one more story, but I'm going to hold it off for tomorrow. It's longtime girlfriend Jeffrey Epstein, because this is like a conversation to itself. Associated arrested for recruiting and abusing girls and sex trafficking ring. And I may wait till Monday, you know, to talk about it too. So, yeah, she gets arrested.
Right.
And, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was the one that they were talking about didn't do anything. So I may table that till even Monday to for us to talk about that. And then along with the question that we didn't get to today, what age did a grown person try to holler at you? So we may, you know, table those two till Monday or tomorrow. So, yeah.
Okay. So, all right, that's our Common Cafe for tonight. Hopefully, got y'all some things to woo-saw about. We used to give y'all stuff to talk about at the water cooler. Some of y'all went back to work. You can talk about it at the water cooler. Some of y'all still at the crib, so you can talk about it in the laundry room. Or, yeah, whatever. So, snap. I ain't got nothing slick to say on our way up out of here. So, you just going to have to make some shit happen for yourself. It is. I'm just saying, you can't
Absolutely.
Always depend on me. All right, y'all. Enjoy yourselves. And if you didn't do nothing monstrous today, you still got tomorrow. Peace.
Peace. Mwah. So let me speak. Got some heat coming. Be watching out. You guys have a good night. See y'all tomorrow for Friday Night Live.